Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. This past Wednesday, we celebrated the feast of the Epiphany of our Lord, but as the hymn we just sang shows, at the Feast of the Epiphany, the Church remembers not only the coming of the wise men led by the marvelous star, we also remember the baptism of Jesus in the Jordan and the changing of water into wine at the wedding in Cana of Galilee, the miracle we will remember this next Sunday. But this morning we focus on the baptism of Jesus. In a rather bleak and troubled world, today's festival of the baptism of Jesus is a ray of heavenly light and joy. I am sure that we are rightly appalled by acts of violence. But what we all too often forget is that such violence is but the acting out of the disdain, the contempt, even the hatred that darkens our own self-centered, corrupted hearts. And so we, no less than the perpetrators of these crimes, can only live by the pure mercy of God. Jesus' baptism is an epiphany, a revealing, a showing forth of the merciful God, the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Whenever we say the creed in the divine service, we confess our faith in one baptism for the remission of sins. One baptism for the remission of sins. One baptism, not only in the sense that you can only be baptized once, but also in the sense that in reality, there is only one baptism, Jesus' baptism, in which you and I mysteriously yet truly shared through our own. How so? In keeping Christmas, we celebrated the great mystery of the Incarnation, of God in the flesh and blood, the very same humanity that is yours and mine. But today, as we celebrate Jesus' baptism, we see how God shared at an even deeper level in our human plight. For in Jesus' baptism, we see that God's Son became one with us, not only in humanity as created by God in the beginning, but also God became one with humanity as fallen in sin. Saint Paul said it in these memorable words: "For our sake God made him, his sinless Son, to be sin. For our sake God made him to be sin." Although himself sinless, Jesus, in being baptized, visibly becomes one with sinners as the Lamb of God who takes on his sinless soul the sins of the whole world. And since, as St. Paul also says, the wages of sin is death, the only possible outcome of Jesus' baptismal identification with sinners is death. We remember how the shadow of death already fell over the infant Lord Jesus, the wood of the manger foreshadowing the wood of the cross, the blood of his circumcision already foreshadowing the blood that would flow on the cross. But the shadow of death looms even larger as Jesus is baptized. For here the waters that enfold him foreshadow that dark tomb that will enfold his lifeless body. But just as Jesus came up out of the baptismal waters, just so he comes up out of the tomb. And the sign of the open heaven seen in his baptism will become blessed reality when in his resurrection the chains of death and the grave are broken and the closed gates of paradise open to sinners, pardoned, cleansed, washed clean in the blood of the Lamb. This truth, this blessed reality, is so clearly expressed in Dr. Luther's hymn about baptism. Luther sings, "The eye of sense alone is dim, and nothing sees but water. Faith sees Christ Jesus, and in him the Lamb ordained for slaughter. It sees the cleansing fountain, red with the dear blood of Jesus, which from the sins inherited from fallen Adam frees us, and from our own misdoings. How great are the blessings of baptisms, both Christ's and ours, through which we mysteriously yet truly share in his." Jesus' baptism is therefore an epiphany of revealing, a shining forth of God's saving love for us death-bound sinners who cannot save ourselves. Your baptism and mine, which is a true sharing in his, is truly a great and wonderful mystery in which God acted, a wonderful sacrament in which God the Father declares us to be his own dear children, and in which the Holy Spirit truly comes to us to be our comforter, strength, light, and guide. How great are the blessings of baptism, both Christ's and ours, through which we mysteriously yet truly share in his. And so, just as in this and every Holy Eucharist, we are mysteriously yet truly present at the Last Supper in the upper room with Christ himself, both host and food. Just so in baptism, you and I were mysteriously yet truly there in Jesus' baptism. Remember what St. Matthew tells us. When he had been baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and resting on him. And suddenly a voice came from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And so through baptism, the Holy Spirit has been poured out on us. the doors of heaven stand open to us. And just as the Father said of Jesus, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased," just so in our baptism, our Heavenly Father has said of you and of me, "This is my beloved child, in whom I am well pleased," as if to say, "I love you, I take delight in you, I see you, not as you are in the filthy rags of your own sin, but clothed in the bright shining garment of my own dear Son's blood and righteousness." Jesus' baptism really happened. Your baptism and mine, which are a sharing in his, really happened. Nothing can ever take that from you. No matter how far you wander, no matter how far you stray, no matter how terrible the sin of which your conscience accuses you, your baptism stands fast as the sure word and promise of the merciful God. And when moved by the burden of guilt, you confess your sins. The absolution then spoken is nothing more and nothing less than God saying to you, "The door of mercy open to you in baptism still stands open. You are still all that your baptism made you. You are still my dearly beloved, forgiven child." How great are the blessings of baptism, both Christ's and ours, through which we mysteriously yet truly share in his. And all that remains then is to live trustingly, faithfully, obediently, as those who have been so loved. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.